It's Thursday, April 14th. Time for another edition of Campus Connection with OSU President Burns Hargis. I'm Kelly Burley. And Burns, let's start with an international guest this week on campus for an Oklahoma-centric conversation.
It really was a fascinating conversation and a great, actually great for Oklahoma State University, but the BBC World Service, which is their international station, held a panel discussion on Native American issues here at the Student Union Theater. The discussion was recorded before a live audience Monday night, and it'll air in an hour-long segment in the coming days. If you want to know how to do podcasts, just go to iTunes and type in podcasts, and you'll find all these. But in any event, Neil McCaleb, who is an OSU alumnus and ambassador at large to the Chickasaw Nation, was one of the panelists. Another was Elizabeth Payne, who heads the OSU Center for Sovereign Nations. The center serves students from 39 sovereign nations in Oklahoma, and it's helping us to better serve the sovereign nations, which is part of our land-grant mission. The BBC is touring several U.S. Universities to discuss important topics, and we were delighted they stopped in Stillwater to discuss these critical issues.
And we were pleased, too, Burns, that our own Allison Herrera with KOSU's Invisible Nations Project also served as a panelist. And again, that show should be released tomorrow, and we'll be providing a link to that at KOSU.org.
Well, I've got it on my iPhone, so I'll look forward to it.
Very good. Well, let's turn to research, Burns. It was a big focus recently at the state capitol, and of course, OSU was a big part of the spotlight.
They really were. At Research Day at the capitol is sponsored by the Oklahoma Experimental Program to Stimulate Competitive Research, or EPSCoR, which is a lot easier to say, the Oklahoma State Regents for Higher Education, and the National Science Foundation. This is the 21st annual Research Day at the Capitol, and it was held in the beautiful rotunda of our Capitol. It highlights undergraduate research from colleges and universities across Oklahoma, and we were very pleased that OSU student Christian Lay captured the grand prize at the event in biosystems. Lay is a biosystems and agricultural engineering major from Broken Arrow, and her research is looking at some critical issues, the ability of microalgae to clean water, including water from oil and gas fracking. There were several other students to present their research. We believe here at Oklahoma State that undergraduate research is a real key to the education of our students. That hands-on learning is a great growth opportunity. And we award more than $500,000 in undergraduate research scholarships each year.
And finally, Burns, it's been a busy year, hasn't it, in terms of your media role with Inside OSU?
Right. We do an Inside OSU video, which you can find on our website, the OSU website. And we've had some very interesting guests here recently. Longtime ABC News White House correspondent Ann Compton shared her insight from four decades as a White House correspondent, and she had some fascinating insight into what is a fascinating primary season for president. We also welcomed the director of the college football playoff, former director of the BCS, our dear friend of OSU, Bill Hancock. And Dr. Bennett Amalu, who is a central figure in the movie Concussion, which stars Will Smith, but explores brain trauma in the NFL. Dr. Amalu is a fascinating a native of Nigeria, but has become a big success, obviously, in the United States. All three interviews, as I say, are on O-State TV, which you can find on your internet.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.